You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Our election coverage over the next few weeks will be focusing on one major issue each week, and this week it is housing. We start by returning to Tracy Martin and how New Zealand First's approach to immigration affects their stance on housing. We then traverse to the issues of seniors' housing and also the effects on families and children, as these are the roles that the minister holds.
Our approach to immigration has, and with regard to housing, I think it's fairly clear. It is that you shouldn't bring in more people unless you can house them. So that's pretty much as basic as it gets, really. You shouldn't have open immigration if you cannot provide the services for those people. If you want to talk about housing policy, firstly, everything that has been put in place by this government, whether it be progressive ownership, whether it be social housing, New Zealand First has been part of that. So with regard to our housing policy, we have announced that we would like to reignite or bring back into play the 1964 Capitalisation Act that allowed for a family benefit to be capitalised so that families could use it to buy their first home.
And that's what we talked about, I remember, in our first interview, right? Wasn't it a sort of interpretation of the universal family benefit? Was that the one?
Yeah.
Because going back to the topic of migration, because a lot of this focus also talks about foreign investors, so I think it's important to distinguish that too, because migrants are actually coming here and living and contributing to the society.
And needs to be clear, New Zealand First was founded on 15 fundamental principles, right? And I think it's principle number 8 that talks to about immigration. And what it says is, this country will always need immigration, but we refuse to allow it to be an excuse not to train, employ and look after our own people. This is about planning. And so what we have right now is a moment to plan our immigration. How many people does New Zealand think it wants in it? We've got 5 million. It happened faster than we thought. How many people do we think this country can maintain? Over what period of time should we get to that number? And where is our plan to build the infrastructure to get to that number? Making sure that we can house New Zealanders, and these are new New Zealanders or New Zealanders who've been here for generations, right? So we understand that we're not closing the borders to immigration. You know, well, we are at the moment, but that's a COVID environment. But you know what I mean? So we know we will need immigration in the future. We'd like to have a plan to it rather than just an open slather.
And I think it's interesting too to kind of that distinction between also, I mean, are we concerned about people coming over and buying up houses, or is it, because I feel like a lot of migrants who'd be coming over would be renting in the first instance. So is that still a problem as well?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, New Zealand First wants New Zealanders to be able to be homeowners. We want them to be homeowners because when people own their own home, they volunteer in their community, their children go to school, more crime goes down. We don't want New Zealanders to actually be renters. That's what young people do to start, and then they get on the property ladder, right?
Mm.
So we just happen to believe in making sure that New Zealanders can be homeowners before we decide that we're going to let everybody else have a go.
Okay, because I think I understand that as it currently sits, that a large proportion of New Zealanders will continue to rent for life. And I guess what I'm just kind of wondering is a lot of the conversation kind of gets shifted overseas. And maybe it is more the case of a lot of New Zealanders here buying up extra investment properties and depriving their fellow New Zealanders of that opportunity to own a house.
Well, I think there's multiple things that have been in play. One is that we've had our population grow faster than our planning. That's the first thing. So we haven't had a plan and the population's grown faster than our infrastructure. The second thing is, you may very well be right, the inequity between the rich and the poor in this country has grown over the last 30 years. Neoliberalism doesn't work. So therefore, that's why New Zealand First chose the government that we chose, is to change that pattern. We've got more 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds who are heading into retirement renting property. Their superannuation will not pay that rent. So we are, as taxpayers, paying out more in accommodation supplement, and it's growing. So on all levels, the housing market right now, the way New Zealanders are housed, does not work. It has to be changed.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting too, how you bring up, because obviously you are the minister for seniors, and how does that affect a senior's housing especially?
Well, superannuation was set at a level that where everybody was basically mortgage-free and had their own home. Now what we've got is a wave, as I say, of 40, 50-year-olds that are coming into superannuation who are finding employment, and they're about to get hit by COVID, are finding employment very difficult over the age of 50, who are having to rely on accommodation.